This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Did you know the first five books of the Bible is called the Torah and is what Jesus taught his disciples every day? It's what he taught to the world. And it's what I'm going to teach to you every Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m. Join me this Sabbath, that Saturday at 11:30 a.m. to learn and explore the Hebraic roots of Yeshua our Messiah.
That's Paul Nisan with Torah Life Ministries, 11:30 a.m. Saturdays right here on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
What you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
The fourth thing people want to be a part of is what Leonard Sweet said, is people want to be part of a community. They want to be a part of a community. We tend to think that the internet's causing people to live in isolation because of technology, but the truth is that technology is causing the world to get smaller. I mean, Facebook is a community. It's a community. Be careful what you post. Come on, if you're going to put something on your wall complaining about another person, don't tell them you go to my church. Uh-oh. I'm serious. Use Facebook as a tool to change people. Don't use Facebook as a tool to vent your frustrations. You make Jesus look bad. Some of us do. I don't want to hear that this morning. I better go home and delete that off my Facebook before it gets at it.
Work on it, baby.
I see smartphones coming out over the sanctuary.
Delete, delete, delete.
But the truth is because of Facebook, I know more about what's going on in my friends' lives than I ever would have before because Facebook and status updates keep me informed.
Yeah, even
I don't even have to call some of these kids to find out what's going on when they tell on themselves. Yeah. You know, right where they are emotionally. Uh-huh. Yeah. They'll put out, why is life so hard? I just want to give up. You say, okay, let me pray for them. And then you see about an hour later, I'm so in love with Jesus. Things are looking great. They just tell you where they are. Mm-hmm. You didn't even got to ask. You want to know who to pray for? Go through your friends list on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You'll see somebody that's dealing with death, somebody that's dealing with abuse, somebody that's got somebody in the hospital, somebody needs prayer. Come on now. This whole generation builds on community a different way. They might not know their neighbors, but they're building relationships in a broader way than we ever had the capacity to do in our lives when we were young. I really believe with all my heart that God's taking Truth Church to a new season, a new place of growth. That God really wants to do some unique things with us. He's done some great things here. We've had some miracles, amen?
Yeah.
But it's going to take a people that really want to go to the next level. It's going to take us being able to grow and increase into that thing. We're going to have to embrace the challenges that God sets out before us. We can't shrink back from them. We can't complain about them. We can't second guess them. We have to embrace them. And it's going to require some things from you. It's going to require resources. It's going to require your time. It's going to require your talent. If you want to fulfill the destiny of God on your life, if you don't, that's okay. But it will require things from you. Are you willing?
Yes, sir.
Listen, God puts us in these places of growing. Every time you get promoted in the kingdom, He always promotes us from the top to the bottom. I'm going to try that again. He always promotes us from the top to the bottom. Amen? Don't ever forget that. You say, what do you mean, Pastor? Well, it's like this. When you were in senior high school, you're at the top of the school. You're in 12th grade. You're the big head honcho. But when you leave senior high school and you go to college to the next level of life, you start out as a freshman. And then you have to work your way up through the ranks again. Because God's always increasing our capacity so that we could live at the place that He's called us to, from the top of the ladder to the bottom of the ladder of the next level of our life. Amen. That means when you move to the next level, it's going to demand a new period of growth from you in your life so that you can mature into the fullness of the dimension that you just arrived at.
Amen.
So you don't get promoted from the top of one level to the top of the next level. Of course, that's how most of us would really like it to happen. You get promoted from the top of one level that you just completed to the bottom of the very next level that God's calling you to. Now all of a sudden you're challenged to grow in new ways. Now all of a sudden God's pulling you in new directions. Is everybody seeing this?
Yes, sir.
Everybody all right?
Very
good. So watch this. How many know when your children were growing up, when they were 3 years old, and you went to the store to buy them shoes, what'd you do? You bought shoes a little bit too big, didn't you?
A little bit.
Because you knew that foot was growing. And you knew if you didn't get shoes a little bit too big, then they would outgrow that shoe before they wore the shoe out and you were wasting your money. Come on, I bought shoes for Jessie a year and a half ago. She's still wearing them.
Tripping all over the place.
Uh-huh. Because I got little black and pink Nikes, and they weren't cheap. I wanted to make sure she could wear them for a while. And she still got about that much room in them. I'm saying, yeah, I did good. I'm not playing that one right. This is what God does. He creates larger places for you and me. And allows us to grow into the place that He's called us to. That way we never fully occupy the place in our own strength. We're always dependent on the Spirit of God to do what He's called us to do.
Amen.
He knows that if He puts us in a place that we could occupy, then we would never depend on Him. We'd do it in our own strength and we'd make a mess out of it. Or we get the big head, like some of these ministries we see. You know, the pastor with the entourages and, you know, the limo, and they ain't got no time to talk to nobody. And they're bigger than life. I just wonder what Jesus would say to some of these ministers today. I really do. Can you imagine? They're so holy. They ain't got time for nobody. Let's send out a mass text to all the people in the church. God bless you. Come on now. Are you seeing this morning? That's why, outside of personal maturity, we'll never be able to handle the place that God calls us to. He wants us to be dependent on Him. Mm-mm. And listen, God doesn't promote us by how long we do something. He promotes us by revelation. You only get promoted to the next thing when you receive the revelation of where you're going. I don't care if you're doing it 10 years or 20 years. If you ain't got the revelation, you ain't moving on, baby. He's going to keep you right there till you figure it out.
Right. And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
Come on, I'm trying to help you, amen. Proverbs 23:3 says, by wisdom a house is built, through understanding it is established, through knowledge it is filled with many fine things. Amen. How many of you know that there are times that we fall down and then we get up, and we fall down and we get up, and we fall down and we get up, and we experience the power of God, and we experience the move of God in our life, but we really don't go anywhere? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. There are times we get to the altar and we get anointed and we pray over and we cry a few tears and, you know, we get slain in the spirit, and the next week we're right back where we were. Come on. Listen, there are a lot of people pursuing the presence of God and they get an experience, but because we don't pursue the wisdom of God, because we don't pursue His wisdom, we never grow into that thing that God has for us. We just keep going from goosebump thrill to goosebump thrill. Huh? And we feel like we're growing, but we're not growing. We look spiritual and we sound spiritual, but on the inside, we're empty and hollow. Can I tell you that the charismatic church is full of people like that? Come on now. So this is what I've learned. I've learned that we need to pursue the wisdom of God. We need to go after the wisdom of God if we're going to grow into the next dimension of the thing that He's called us for. James 1 says this, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask it of God who gives it freely. How many of you understand that every problem we have is primarily a wisdom problem? It's a how-to. And the reason why it's a problem is because we all think we know how-to. We all think, if you're having a financial problem, it's a wisdom problem. If you're having a marriage problem, it's a wisdom problem. If you can get the wisdom on something, then you can move into the next level where God wants to take you. You can move into places where you've never gone before. It takes wisdom, amen? Somebody say, I need some wisdom this morning. If we do that, we can experience things from God that we've never experienced before. We can participate in things that we never thought were possible. We can actually begin to fulfill the destiny and the calling of God on our lives. And the dreams that we've dreamed become a reality instead of just staying in that dream state forever. Well, I shoulda, I coulda, I woulda, but I didn't. Why? Because you never got the wisdom to move into the place that God was calling you to. You stayed with your own limited understanding, keeping God in a box, cycling, and just living day to day in life. Now, how many of you understand around here we talk a lot about sowing and reaping? The Bible talks about the seed that's sown in good soil, and when the seed goes into soil, it dies, and life begins to spring up from the seed. I mean, understand that this is a picture of our lives. That's what Jesus was teaching in the parable. He's talking about us dying and dying to ourselves and being born again and becoming something new and actually becoming that thing that God wants us to be. So in the church, we talk a lot about sowing seed, don't we? Talk a lot about reaping, which is the planting of the seed. We talk about the harvest, which is the reaping or the gathering of the seed, the gathering of the fruit. And we gather the fruit and we gather the harvest from mature plants, don't we? Because a little seed ain't going to produce no fruit, is it? We do it from the mature. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
Now, how many of you realize that there is a season between the planting and the harvest? The seed don't just automatically become a full plant with fruit on it. There is a growing season. Everybody say growing season.
Growing.
And it's the most crucial season for the crop. This is where everything can fall apart. It's the season of growth. It's where everything can come together or everything can fall apart. From the time the seed goes in the ground to the time of the harvest, there's something that's taking place. There's a transformation that's taking place. And it's going to cause the crop to either come in or it's going to cause the crop to fail. It's either going to bear fruit or it's not going to have any fruit. It's the season of growth. Somebody say season of growth.
Season of growth.
Listen, one of the things that the Lord's been putting in my heart is that we have plowed new fields here at Truth Church. We've turned over some soil that was very hard. We've planted seed. We've planted some seed on some really good soil. We planted seed on some stony ground, some in the weeds. And we've planted seed all over this community. We've been sowing. For years we've been sowing. And I believe that the Lord has been speaking to me over this last period of this season that we are moving into this season of growth in this house and the season of growth in this ministry. Come on, are you here today?
Yes.
Are y'all ready to do some growing?
I'm ready.
How many of you know that when you start something, there's some fields that have to be plowed up?
Right.
You got to turn the ground over. Come on, there's hard work that goes into the planting season. You can ask any farmer anywhere in this country, is it easy to plant? It's hard. You've got to toil the ground, amen? And it requires hard work to cultivate, to fertilize. It requires hard work to water. It requires hard work to protect the crops from insects, to protect from bad weather, to keep the field. How many of you got to pull the weeds? Because it'll choke the plant out. Somebody say it takes hard work. I want to declare to you, we're moving into a season of growth. Can I just testify to you this morning about our season of planting and our season of sowing? I believe for the last 3 or 4 years, we have plowed up the field. And we've been planting seed. And we're starting to have some things grow in the midst of this ministry like never before. For some of you that have just come on in the last few months, I want you to understand something. We are living in the midst of a supernatural miracle taking place in this ministry right here at Truth Church in the middle of one of the worst economies in our lifetime. We are seeing miracle after miracle after miracle. We're here. We're making progress. We're impacting hundreds of lives every week for the gospel. And it's been bad. I'm telling you, how many know the economy's been bad? Yeah. It's tough out there. But can I just testify to you that not only have we seen growth in the area of our ministry, the Lord has sustained us in this economy.
Yes.
He's kept us. Amen.
Lord.
We've had miracle after miracle.
Yeah.
When everybody said it can't be done, you're crazy, don't do it, sell the thing, put it out of its misery, move on. I'd be glad we didn't do that. We wanted to expand the school and the preschool. We didn't have the room to grow. It looked hopeless in the natural. But praise God, He's not just a natural God. He's a supernatural God. Come on, somebody. I said He's supernatural. In the last 4 years, we've seen financial miracle after financial miracle. And I want to say for those of you that have been faithful to give, God has taken what you've given and He has multiplied it, He has blessed it, and He has put it out in this ministry. And we have seen the fruit of your giving and the harvest of it return back in the resources of this ministry. God has blessed. Amen. And He multiplies it right before our eyes every day. Huh? We've seen our enrollment explode over the last 2 years in the school. We have a high school football, full contact football team in our school. Oh, I'm excited. I'm the only one excited about football, I guess. Come on, is anybody seeing the miracle here? God wants to do something in this next generation. Someone says, well, what's the purpose of Truth Church? The purpose of our church, our philosophy is to reach this next generation. We're only one generation away from losing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's up to us to pass the baton.
Amen.
It's up to us. Somebody say, it's up to me.
It's up to me.
What I want you to see is we had a sowing season, a planting season, and we've invested in this crop, and we've invested in the families of this house. That's our crop. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to stop sowing. We're going to keep on sowing through this thing, but we're moving into a place of growing, into a place of expansion, and it's going to take a lot of help. You must be called to be here.
Amen.
The days of Sunday morning, me seeing you only on Sunday morning, have come and gone.
Amen.
I'm challenging you to get plugged in.
Amen.
I'm busy, Pastor. I'm working, Pastor. I got this going. No. If we are going to reach this next generation, God has called us to give our lives away. Are you really willing to give your life away, or are you just content to show up for church on Sunday?
Amen.
Are you willing? That's my challenge.
Amen.
Are you really going to lay it down? Are you going to take up the cross, follow Jesus Christ, and impact this next generation for the sake of the gospel? That's what God has called this ministry to do.
Hallelujah.
That's what He wants us to do. Amen?
Yes.
We are purposefully switching gears from a planting into a growing season. And I'm telling you, when the harvest comes in, we are going to have a feast.
Yes. Yes.
We're going to have a feast. We've had good word here. We've had good worship here. We've had the presence of God in our service. We've laid the foundation and we've sowed in this place. We sowed the field for great growth. But I really believe now the Lord is saying, it's our growing season. It's our growing season. And what he's going to do here, we're going to sit back and we're going to go, how did God make that happen? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how he got us where we are right now. I really don't.
That's the fun part.
Amen. I don't. Somebody say it's time for the growing season. And it's not going to be easy. We're going to need leaders. We're going to need volunteers. We're going to need people that will stand up and say, I'm not going to sit down and shut up. I'll teach. I'll preach. I'll lay hands on. I'll drive the bus. I'll show up for these kids. I'll volunteer my time down at the summer camp. I'll do whatever it takes. I'll give them the gospel. I'll pray with them. I'll pray with their parents. I'll build relationships with their parents. I'll get them plugged in. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We have to take care of the crop. Come on, touch somebody and say, I've got to take care of the crop.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. Hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA-compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA-compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.